mobile. K2RCU, KO4HKX. You still there, Patrick?
I sure am, Russell. KO4HKX here.
You headed home today?
Nope, this is the first Tuesday night of the month, so me and the other Matco guys in the area get together and have dinner and go over things we need to take care of with each other.
Well, that works out pretty good.
And I'm headed down to Lowe's to trim, and then I'm going to head home.
Come out that job up Minman and be done with it completely.
It's getting closer. I mean, I got most of the interior trims up. I need two pieces to finish it out. And then we're going to put the insulation and the vapor barrier in tomorrow under the floor. And then I got to build their bar serving area, whatever they want to call it, get it put together and built so they can have countertops put on it. And I think once that's done, I think I'll be done. I'm not 100% sure, but I think I'll be done at that point.
Still welcome sight, I'm sure.
I'll just move on to the next one. I got one up off 414 I got to do. But at least it's only about 3-4 minutes from the house instead of over in Inman. This is a pretty good little drive for you every day. About 25 minutes to get over. I cut through the country. It takes me longer to come to Greer than it does to get to the house. I'm surprised you don't run 414 all the way over there. And out 414, hit 14 there and go in that way. On this side of Inman, I'm over right close to Holly Springs Fire Department. So I just cut out of the house and go down by Blue Ridge High School and cross over 14 there and jump over and hit Jordan and then cut across on the back side of the lake and end up over there. I guess from my house, I always go the other way when I was having to go over to Inman. I did service the Landrum area up there for a while.
Do you know where the Hanford Quarry is at on Mountain View Road down there right off 290?
Sure I do, behind there by the school. Where Mountain View Elementary School is at up there, then you know where my house is at, because I'm within a stone's throw of the school.
You could go up to 414 and go out that way. I mean, that's the way I used to cut through in the tool truck when I was doing Landrum and then coming down to TR. That was the quickest way I could get to where I needed to be.
Now, I hadn't tried the 414 side, but I might give it a shot one morning.
It's not too bad.
Now, they doing road construction over here on 357. They come through them paved, and now they're coming in and filling in the shoulder of the road, bringing them up level with the asphalt. Traffic lined up like crazy over here.
Russell, I missed the last part of what you just said. I'm paying attention to this GPS.
Being over here on 357 outside of Greer, it's lined up. They're doing road construction. They paved this a while back. Now they're coming through and building the shoulders up to where they're even with the asphalt. So they got traffic down to one lane. It's backed up for half a mile.
I know right there when you cross the state line, they're doing road work. They're repaving there, and man, it's a nightmare getting up through there now.
25.
Like I said, right as you cross the state line.
Good to know. She was talking about going up through there this weekend, maybe heading up toward the mountains, so I know now to go a different way.
Because they'll probably be working out there Saturday, but it all depends on what time you come through also.
So with the way my luck goes, I'll come through right in the middle of it.
So far it hadn't been, you know, just terrible, but if you do go up through there and you get off at exit 1 and take a right and go to the end of that road and take a left, you'll be on old 25 and you can bypass it up through there and then get back on 25. and come into Hendersonville that way.
I got you. That comes through, what is it, Flat Rock? Yes, sir, it does, but there's several opportunities just to hop back up on the four lane right through there also. A lot of times we'll, if we don't go up 25, we'll go up 11 to 276, cross over Caesar's Head, go into Brevard, into Pisgah that way.
If y'all come up this weekend, give me a shout. Maybe we'll meet up for dinner or something.
RCL for ID. That sounds good. I'll have to see how long of a honeydew list she's got for me and see if I can get it called up on Friday, and then maybe we can run up this weekend or something. How's your wife doing with her tooth?
She went to the dentist today, and it's septic, so they put her on antibiotics, and she goes back next Tuesday to have it removed.
So they got to kill the infection in it before they can take it out so it don't spread.
Yes, sir. I told her that's probably what they was going to do.
They at least give her something to rub on it for the pain?
With you, she's texted me a couple of times, but I haven't asked just because I didn't want her to. I wanted to leave her alone. I'll find out this afternoon or this evening when I get home.
That makes sense. Yeah, let her rest. I mean, that's probably the best healing you can get is the rest.
My son's over there with her, so he's taking care of her right now. He's off work today, so it worked out pretty good there.
Well, that's a good deal. At least it worked out that way.
Another YouTube video about fixing the drill charger.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if lightning got it or we had a power surge or, there ain't no telling. Being that it's down here in the shop, Dad might have plugged it into a 220 outlet. They ain't no telling.
Those little 220 outlets, it's easy to plug a 110 thing into, so you got to be careful with that.
Yeah, I think we've got one outlet down there that's a single outlet that's a 220. And I don't even remember what we put it in for. It was something he had down there. And I'm wondering if he might have plugged it into it, because there was other stuff plugged in down there and it ain't affected. So I would think if lightning run in on the building or something, it would have got everything that was plugged in.
I'm going to get some of those little child guard plugs and put in it so that he has to remove it so he don't do that again.
I'm just going to go over to the panel and disconnect the breaker so he can't put power to it.
Do that, but I didn't know if he needed 220 on a regular basis.
Said I don't remember why we put that plug in. It was for something, but it ain't used on a regular basis, and we got the 220 outlet, the big one for the welder, so I reckon he can use it.
With this GPS, so it makes goes where I want it to go.
Sound like me now. I'm riding down the road and Google tells me to turn left and I go, no, we don't turn down that road. We go to the next road and turn.
Over at the Logan's and Duncan are down there on White Horse Road. I don't know exactly where it's at. Beacon Drive or something. And so I don't know the last little bit of it. It's all I needed for is to get through that.
Be down in Sparkle City.
I don't know. I'm just following instructions.
Well, years ago, they used to call it Murder Bird, but I think Greenville's kind of took over on that aspect.
Into the news this morning, and there was a road rage accident up on North 101 where a guy run over another guy at a Exxon station.
It doesn't surprise me, though. on around.
You what? I mean, people just go crazy over nothing anymore. I mean, no respect of life or person at all anymore.
Hate to say it, but I think it's been like that for a long time. I remember years ago we'd be directing traffic at a traffic accident and about get run over because people in such a hurry and won't pay attention, and they'd just soon go through the accident scene as they would stop. And it was just, I don't know, people just are in such a hurry, and they get one track mind, and that's all they focus on. And if anything happens to interfere with it, then they just lose it. Of it's all these creature comforts in the car, like the big touch screen, stereos, heating AC, climate control for your seat, all that stuff like there is very distracting while you're trying to drive. Seems like if you had all them comforts in there, you wouldn't mind just taking a little bit longer to be in the car. But people don't see it that way, I reckon. Oh, I tell you what, Patrick, I am wheeling into Lowe's here. So I'm going to jump in here and see if I can get my pieces and get out of here and get down 290 before traffic gets busy. Enjoy talking to you. Enjoy your dinner tonight, 73s, and I'll be clear on your final. Well, 73, Russell, and give me a shout when you get back out. I'll be here for a little bit. I'm over on Rutherford Road making my way down where I'm going. So, 73s, and this will be KO4 HKX, and I'll be monitoring.
KN4VWA, mobile.
It's KO4HKX. How are you this afternoon?
Patrick! Hey, buddy. I appreciate those texts you got me. Now, you going to ride over to that Hamfest over there?
Ride over Saturday morning. Why are you thinking about coming up? It's not a very big one, but, I mean, it gets you out of the house for a little bit.
Yeah, now, exactly where is it?
Come up 25 and get off exit 5, I believe it is, or maybe 7. I'll look this afternoon and let you know for sure. And get on Spartanburg Highway. You won't be able to miss it.
All right. Sounds like a winner. Exit 5, is that there at Tuxedo?
On up toward Flat Rock in that area.
Exactly what you're talking about. Alright. Yeah, it just depends on what Mama's plans for me are.
Decide to come, let me know, and I'll meet you up there, maybe. I'll find out what the wife's got planned for me.
There you go. Did I hear you in there a few minutes ago talking to Russell?
Yes, sir, you did.
Hey, Russell.
He went into Lowe's. He'll be gone for a few minutes, and then he'll be back.
Talking about getting hit by lightning somewhere.
He done a YouTube video about repairing a battery charger that he thinks got hit by lightning.
Okay. Well, we sure had some lightning up at our place the other night. Man, I tell you what, I was sitting there watching something on TV, and it was being fed through my internet, and I saw the flash and no more internet.
Or CBA.
That's the problem with relying on the internet for everything. When it goes down, there's just nothing.
Switched over to my on-the-air antenna.
I'm at, I can't even pick up WLOS or any of that. I get zero channels on the air since they went to digital.
Wow. So what's up, Dave? Maybe for CBA. What's the neighborhood?
First of all, I just wanted to apologize for not being there today. I was definitely gonna come, and then when I got home from my tennis game this morning, my grandsons were here. Surprise, surprise. So, anyway, so we had a good time there.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. We had 14 of us over there today. And, we had a good time, too.
Good. Was Pete Langford there?
Hey, Patrick, once a month, there's a whole bunch of us that went to high school together back in a different millennia. We get together, meet up for lunch once a month. And we get over there and shoot the breeze and lie to each other a little bit.
Good for you. I see very few of the people I went to high school with anymore.
Up there? RS Central? No, not RS Central. Where would you have gone?
I went to Bavard High School. Graduated in class of 94, so I'm not as old as you, Steve.
Hey. Hey, I just went by a dead carcass on the road, and I went by Texas Roadhouse, and they said roadkill. You think I should call them and tell them about it?
They serve up some pretty good meat over there at the Roadhouse, bud.
I eat there a lot, a good bit. I mean, we eat, but it was a joke. Get it? They serve roadkill. I mean, that's the name of their ground beef, ground steak, which is hamburger, basically. Hamburger steak, I guess. They call it, they call theirs roadkill. And so I saw some on the road there. I just on way to Hampton. I thought they might want to scrape it up.
The only time I go over to Roadhouse is when I get in there and my wife and I order that cowboy cut and split it.
I never had that. But I tell you, I get their sirloin, and it's really good. You know, for an inexpensive sirloin, it's very good. I never get any that's got gristle in it. It's not chewy. In fact, I've gone other places that charge a heck of a lot more for sirloin, and I won't mention the name, but anyway, it's a well-known establishment, and I always get gristle and stuff in it, so I quit ordering the sirloin. I'll switch to the ribeye when I go there. But so Patrick, what are you up to today?
Well, I've been running the route, but I am done now, and I'm on my way to meet the other local Matco distributors up here. It's our monthly get together, and we're heading down to Logan's tonight.
Guys, along.
Welcome to come, but most of the time they don't ride with us. During the summer, mine will ride with me, but the other guys, I think their wives all work or got something else to do.
You just behave yourself tonight now. Don't you be getting out into no mischief now. So that's Logan's Roadhouse on Pelham?
Sir, that's the one. I think that's the only one left in the area.
But Logan's went down there for a while.
They did for a while, and then this pandemic shut down a lot of them. The only ones that are still open now is the corporate stores.
How about that? Well, I'm glad they're surviving. But, you know, you got to do a good job to survive. Now, I tell you what, I had a filet mignon at a place up in North Carolina, up there at the top of the parkway, called the Chalet. It's at the Little Switzerland Inn. And goodness, son, that thing was at least 3 inches thick and about 6 inches across. It's the biggest filet I've ever had. And, man, you could cut it with a fork.
Filet.
My alley there.
Sound right, downright carnivorous.
Me hungry.
Raph is back.
Do RCL. Yeah, I'm back for a minute. I gotta go across the street. Lowe's ain't got what I want.
Why am I not surprised? Lowe's is out of a lot of stuff these days. What does that tell you about Lowe's and Home Depot's business? Lowe's is smoking it, putting that stuff out.
manufacturers can't keep up with, demand, and the only way they're going to catch up is if people quit building. I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, hey, listen, you guys. I have just acquired something. I just picked up a Ron 25 50-foot tower that I'm going to use. And I've also, along with that, picked up a 2-meter and a 440 beam. Anybody interested in a 2-meter or a 440 beam?
That's the one me and you were talking about the other day. That's the one you and I were talking about, then I may be interested in it.
Okay. All right. Well, good enough. I'll make it to you right.
Right. I mean, treat you right.
Careful there, Bubba. Hey, Russell, where are you?
I'm in the big town of Gurr.
At least you said it like you thought there. Gurr.
Hey, my voice resembles that remark.
I hear you. Well, hey, what was I hearing about some lightning?
The rigid charger was down in the shop, and I don't know if Dad plugged it in that little 220 outlet or if lightning come in and got it, but it popped a varistor and a fuse in it, and I had to fix it.
Special. Well, let me just tell you, bud, out there at my place, and you're familiar with my place, we were watching TV the other night, and I saw some lightning way back over towards that area you're working. I ran out there to the she shed, and I unplugged the antennas, I unplugged the power. The only thing that I left plugged up was the grounds, big ground straps. And I no more got back inside the house than we were sitting there watching streaming TV off of my internet. And I mean, flash, boom, no TV. I turned it back over to the air signal, and thank goodness it did not get my TV, it just got my internet.
That sounds lucky then. I don't know, lightning's got our house once before. I had to put a control board in the stove to fix it, and it fried the ceiling fan. Well, we've been lucky, knock on wood, so hopefully we can skate by a little bit longer.
There you go. I heard your rooster out there.
Ask Mama won't know how much longer I'm going to be so she can get dinner.
I ain't going there. I'm headed back towards my house just as fast as I can go. Boys, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let y'all take it over there a little bit, and I'm just going to listen in. I don't want to hog up the frequency. Y'all take it over and run with it.
I'll say 73s. I got to jump out of here and go see if I can find this trim pieces that I need. Y'all gentlemen hold it down, and I'll be back on later. K2RCL clear.
Looks like you come in, stir the pot, and then run off the hide.
No, I'm still here listening. I'm just monitoring. Make sure you boys stay straight and use good practices for the ham radio world.
C4 CPA, well, let's talk about C4 for a while, guys.
All right, let's go, Dave.
Need some stories, but, I guess that would mean I was involved too, so I guess I better not tell them. let's see, Russell, is it you that's over in Greer?
In Greer, but he's getting out to go into Home Depot days.
And Who was that?
It's KO4HKX. It's Patrick.
Well, you must be down in my neck of the woods. I got you on the input. Sounding good.
Honest with you, I'm heading to Pelham Road, and that's about all I can tell you. I'm following instructions from the almighty Google.
Well, we're not far apart, probably. I'm crossing 385 on the Tatewood Bridge, and I'm coming up on Congaree, which is kind of a frontage road that comes off from the around the mall and dead ends into Roper Mountain. But that's the street my sports club's on, so I'm almost there.
You know, left on Pelham off of Meadowwood right now. I'm sitting at the red light. But yeah, I see you hitting me on the input frequency.
It's all the way down here at a party, huh?
Pick a different area every month, so everybody doesn't have to drive so far. We just move it around. One time we're up in Greer, sometimes we're down here. We're all over the place, just whatever we can find that somebody wants and we all agree on.
Well, is you're with Matco, right?
Roger that.
Cole Graham still with them?
He is not. He got out about 3 years ago. He is now working over, last I heard, at Power Sports over there in Powdersville.
I used to buy tools from him when I was at John Finger, but that's been, gosh, 7-8 years ago, maybe longer. I can't remember when I left there. But anyway, it's been a while. Oh, me. Well, I'm sitting here at the sports club. I'm going to go in and warm up these old tired knees. I've already played once today, but I just can't get enough tennis. So, I got a 6:00 game. That give me time to warm up. So you have a good one. Enjoy your get together there, and we'll talk to you later. I'll stick around for your final, KV4CBA.
Well, Dave, you be careful on them old knees. They already want to replace mine, so I know how you feel with your knees. They hurt. Everything hurts, it seems like. And you have a good time, 7-3 to you, and I'll be monitoring for a little while longer.
Looks like you stuck with me, Patrick.
Sure nothing good's going to come of that.
Oh, now don't say that. Don't be that way. I'm sweet and innocent.
So what do I need to put that system up? Is it just mount on like a 2.5-inch pole or something like that?
And a half up to a 2.5-inch. Any kind of piece of pipe that you want to stick up in the air. But you know now, with a beam, you got to be able to rotate it.
For now, we're talking about that. I didn't know if you still had that or not.
Well, I've got that rotator. But for the most part, it's basically used for satellite work.
Hey, I don't plan on doing any satellite work, so I don't know about that.
So in your case, you may be able to point the beam at an up angle and rotate around towards Caesar's Head and get good signal out to that repeater that way.
Time my signal does pretty good, but lately I don't know what's going on. It's been a lot of static and cracking and popping, and the S meter is showing that I'm only hitting like a 3 or a 5 where I was 7 to 9. I don't know if it's just because of the foliage or what.
This this would certainly concentrate your signal. And you're just on a stick right now, right?
A 1481 tram. It's 17 foot tall, and I got it up on the roof, so it's up, I don't know, 20 feet in the air. And then it's, seven, like I said, 17 feet tall, so it's up there pretty good ways.
Clearing the foliage, then your problem is not foliage.
Problem, it doesn't clear the foliage. Where I'm at, my back is up against the mountain that the repeater is setting across the ridge is the problem.
Could you put up a mast and get it up about, 30 feet? And then put the rotator up there and do that?
But I plan on moving soon, so I didn't want to invest a whole lot in putting something up. So I may just hang out with what I got until I actually do move, which I hope to do within the next year, year and a half, when I can get the house built, waiting on lumber. But, Steve, I'm going to say 7-3s. I just pulled in the parking lot, and the other guys are already here, so I'm going to go hang out with them. Enjoy talking to you, but I'll get back with you on that a little more. KO4 HGX, and I'll be clear on your final.
Well, I'm just sitting here contemplating on how you can try to take care of that. You right up in against the mountain like that. I'm not sure of how you could do that. I'll ask some other people, see if they got any ideas. So, anyhow, 73s, bud. Go get you some heartburn. KN4, VWA, clear.
Hey, Steve, one more thing. If I move out away from that bank, I move towards the power line. So I get too close to them, and I don't want to do that either. So I'm kind of stuck right where I'm at, which is the problem. KO4 HX, and I'll be clear.
I got the perfect solution for you. Build a house and move. Later, bud. K4 VWA, clear.
K2 RCL Mobile.
TL KN4 VWA.
You ain't made it home yet?
Lord, no, son. I was way over on the other side of Greenville County, Greenville Pickens Speedway. I'm finally back over here at Arlington and Wade Hampton. On my way home, coming up the hill of the 14.
Heard that. Well, I just got done at Home Depot, so now I'm going to try to fight traffic and get home.
What, Bo? Wade Hampton, 29, never used to be this bad. There's just too many ants on the ant hill.
None of the roads around here used to be this bad, but then everybody wanted to move here for some reason.
Go back home.
Steve, go back home.
Hey, I am. I'm headed for Inman just as hard as my little wheels can turn.
I don't think you caught the pun in that joke.
Just talking about Kentucky.
I was born and raised right here on Mountain View Road, so, you know, I've been here all my life. Except while I was in California, or while I was in Tennessee. Well, most of it anyway.
I've been here in this area right here in the upstate of South Carolina since 1964. So I kind of count this as home now.
Got me by about 10 years.
That's how long I've been living here. I lived in West Virginia and Kentucky, where I was born, for many years.
You what? Riding out on rubber tires must be nice compared to riding out on rocks. You just riding big Cadillac style now, ain't you?
But the people that's going to do that work for me called today, and I never did get back with them. I called them twice. I hope they got my message to get me worked into the schedule to get that done, but they're supposed to do it here pretty quick.
Beginning of that. Tell me again.
Referring to something else, but you know my driveway is all rock, and they called today, the paving company called today, and they're supposed to get me in the schedule and get it going.
I need to get that contact information from you on that, too. See if they're interested in doing ours.
As soon as they actually get started on mine, maybe you want to come over and take a look at what they do. Man, if they do as good a job as what I'm thinking they're going to do, I think you'd be real pleased with them, and the price is right.
The price you told me is definitely right, so I'd be interested in at least getting them to do that hill coming down into our property. That way I don't have to go and blade it and spread it and smooth it every time it rains.
Gravel's washing, ain't it?
It's got crushed asphalt on it. They's probably, I think last count, they's 9 loads, 22 tons a load that's been spread up through there and packed over the years. But we get all the water dumped from DOT where they widen the road, put turn lanes in, it runs right down through the side of our driveway and it cuts right across the middle of it.
KN4VW, well, you know, they're not supposed to be able to divert water onto somebody like that. They're supposed to have water flow control.
Imagine if they'd clean the ditch out on the other side of the road that floods every time it rains. It would probably help matters, but I've made those phone calls until they know me by first name.
Greenville County, ain't it?
Believe it or not, it's a state road in front of our house. DOT's the one that handles it, but they don't seem to care that the drainage ditch is stopped up and not interested in coming out and doing anything about it. I imagine I'm not on their nice list. I'm sure I'm on the naughty list.
Well, you know how to get that taken care of, don't you?
I got a couple of senators' telephone numbers in my phone book from back in the day when I worked in the political aspect. I could make those calls, but I like to save those favors for the big stuff.
That just becomes a judgment call, yep. But that's about the only way you can get anything done these days, knowing somebody. And that's just wrong.
I'll get out there one day and blade that driveway and I'll be frustrated and in a bad mood and I'll just go up there and take a backhoe and I'll dig their ditch out for them.
You do, they'll come up there and arrest you for that. They'll get you all tightened up on that.
You know, I seem to remember back in the day there was a dump truck load of cow manure got dumped out in somebody's yard one time. I don't know how that happened, but I guess it could happen over at the DOT section shed, Travers Rest.
That's what needs to happen down in Columbia.
I don't think you'd notice any difference in Columbia.
Well, you might just have a point there, bud.
It's all fun and games, it is. I mean, I know they're busy, they're overwhelmed, they underfunded, so to speak, and if it's like anything else, you can't get nobody to work nowadays. So everything's backed up and everything's political. So the people I'm talking to is just the workers that are employed. They ain't got the pull nor the power. So it is what it is. I'm not mad at them. I'm just frustrated at the system.
Who's to blame for that, don't you?
Like you that voted for our current president?
No, you and me. And the rest of the folks out there. We voted for these clowns.
I know. I mean, it is what it is. I worked in it for so many years, and I dealt with it. I mean, I know the front side and the back side of it and the intricates as far as how it works and how to get things done. And I'm just glad I don't have to deal with it anymore. It's easier on me just to fix my driveway and keep going and keep my nose to the grindstone and stay out of trouble, and eventually one day I guess that'll pay off for being a nice person.
Well, I hope so. It's pretty much paid off for me. I'm settled back in the groove. It's not too bad. I enjoy my life now. I just, you know, wish I had about another 100-pound sack of 100s I could go ahead and get a few other improvements done around my place.
Hey, you like me, you need to win the lottery, but to do that, we got to buy a ticket, right?
I went out to Vegas with my wife here a few years ago. And you know how much money I lost in Vegas? Oh, yeah, I did, too. I lost $1 when I brought back a $1 chip as a souvenir.
I hear you. I can honestly say I've been to Vegas twice, and I have lost $0 there. I didn't even play the slot machines. I looked around. I've seen it. I can't say I've been there and done that, but I've been there and seen that. So I think that's close enough for me.
Listen, the boss just called, and I got to get on the phone with her. So I may hit you back here in just a few minutes. 73's KN4VWA. I'm clear.
Hey, roger that, Steve. K2RCL, I'll be clear. I'm about 2 minutes out from my house now.